In this module, we're going to discuss exercise concepts. I want to note before we get going that we use conditioning and exercise pretty interchangeably in Fit to Be Tied, even though they're not exactly the same. Conditioning is more general and usually means a program that combines many exercises, while exercise itself is more specific and usually has a purpose like strength or balance or proprioception. Conditioning and exercises are one of the three key components of developing our breeding dog's physical fitness. The others are nutrition and weight control, and husbandry or care, which includes stress management, hygiene, and preventive care such as vaccines, deworming, etc. In this videotape, we'll focus on conditioning and exercise. There are many benefits of conditioning all kinds of dogs. They can be roughly divided into the benefits of overall conditions such as better weight control, faster recovery from exercise or exertion, increased resistance to disease, to stress, and even longer lives. Overall condition also benefits a sense of well-being or attitude, and for those who work or compete with their dogs, improved performance. Conditioning also helps prevent injury by improving the dog's fitness and coordination, reducing the severity of injuries, and then helping dogs recover faster from any injuries that do occur. But more specifically for us, appropriate conditioning has added benefits for breeding bitches and dogs. Well-conditioned dogs will have more and easier breedings of all kinds, as well as whelpings. The dogs will be able to withstand deconditioning, sleep deprivation, missed meals, stress, and for bitches, surgeries for implantation and C-sections. And finally, fitter dogs are more likely to produce more healthy sperm and eggs, more milk, and more healthy puppies. This module will introduce you to some of the important concepts you need to know about how to condition breeding stock. There are just a few easy-to-remember rules that will keep you on track. The good news about this program is it won't take you more than 15 minutes a day, and most of the time it will take you less than 5. We have specifically designed this program for busy people because we know that if a program's going to be successful, it has to be doable. You may work pretty hard during the course because we have lots of exercises to teach you and your dog, but once they're taught, you can keep them up easily. So what is a canine conditioning program? Well, it's an exercise program consisting of 6 possible categories of exercises: strength, balance and proprioception, flexibility, skill training, and endurance. The mix of exercises that are appropriate depend upon each dog's age, health, and the activities that it participates in. However, when we focus specifically on conditioning our breeding dogs, endurance training goes out the window, and we have to scrutinize skill training very carefully. We'll also change what we do based on what stage in the breeding process we're in. More about that in future modules. So I bet you're wondering, why is endurance training not important for breeding dogs? Well, let's talk about the difference between endurance and stamina. Endurance is the ability to do an aerobic activity, like running long, long distances. The classical example of endurance in dogs would be mushing dogs, which might run 100 miles a day. Obviously, our breeding dogs don't need that type of endurance. What they do need is stamina. Stamina is the ability to sustain physical work or mental effort over time. Breeding a bitch requires the stud to have stamina. It can take a long time to complete all the foreplay involved in breeding, then to mount, aim, thrust, balance, and after all that, stand through the tie. Similarly, whelping a litter requires stamina of a bitch, particularly if the pups take a long time coming. By performing the exercises that we prescribe daily or at least 5 days a week, you'll be building not only your dog's strength, flexibility, balance, and proprioception, but also their stamina. So let's dig into the categories of exercises. Strength is the ability of a muscle or a muscle group to produce tension, and strength training tops the fitness needs for your dogs. Breeding dogs need to be able to breed efficiently, ovulate enough eggs to create appropriate sized litters, deal with all the body changes that occur when a bitch is pregnant, whelp easily, raise the pups until they go home, and then recover quickly. All of these aspects of the breeding cycle require strength. For humans, the classical kind of strength training involves lifting weights. Well, dogs don't have opposable thumbs, so they can't hold a barbell or push weights, but they can move their bodies over short distances. stopping, starting, accelerating, decelerating, turning, etc. That's what strength training is for dogs. There are three basic principles of strength training to remember. First, specificity. You should target the specific parts of the body that most need strength for the activities that we're doing. No worries, we've done this work for you. We've designed Fit to Be Tied so that it provides a balance of exercise that target the core, front legs, and rear legs, all of which breeding dogs need for various aspects of their jobs. We've also added a few whole body exercises to add to your dog's fun and enjoyment. Second, we want to make sure that the exercises are as non-concussive as possible. Low-impact exercises are what breeding dogs need. They already experience concussion in everyday life as they run around the yard, wrestle with each other, go up and down stairs, etc. So why add to that? And finally, and this is the toughest, you must work your dog to overload or muscle failure. What this means is that you're not doing the exercises with a final goal in mind. For example, when you have your dog sit up, the goal is not just for her to sit up and then you're done. Instead, the goal is to make the exercise a little harder each time she is successful. So over time, she gets continuously stronger. Therefore, each time you practice the exercise, you're going to push her a little past the point where she can do what you're asking. That's working to overload. From our experience, this is the toughest thing for owners to do. We all like our dogs to be successful and to achieve an exercise. But in this case, we must keep moving the target so she continues to get stronger and stronger, never plateauing. By far, the most important muscles you should focus on are your dog's core, the paraspinals, lateral abdominals, and ventral abdominals. These are also usually a dog's weakest muscles, so we have lots of core exercises planned for your dog. They're important whether you have a stud dog or a brood bitch, and that's why we're listing them first. Each of these exercises will be explained in detail in the videos in the course so you can learn how to teach your dog the exercise, how often to do it, and how to make it progressively more difficult. We've given you so many exercises so your dog doesn't get bored. In addition, each exercise works the muscles just a little bit differently, ensuring that your dog will have a well-rounded core fitness program. In all likelihood, your dog will not be successful in all of the exercises during the course. Don't worry, that's okay. However, try to start teaching them all so you can continue developing your dog's strength after the course is ended. Next to the core, your dog's rear strength is most important for them to be successful at breeding. The rear legs are really important for stud dogs during the act of breeding, and also for the bitch as she supports the male and handles the additional weight during pregnancy and lactation. In addition, the rear legs are one of the first areas to weaken as dogs get older, so these exercises are especially important for older breeding dogs. You may have found during the pretest that your dog's hamstrings and quads were actually pretty strong. However, we have lots of challenging exercises to continue to develop these muscles. Again, there's a wide variety of rear exercises in Fit to Be Tied to help you keep your dog excited about exercising and to provide a rounded, balanced level of fitness for all of the rear limb musculature. Finally, we want to strengthen and develop our dog's front ends, again for breeding and managing additional weight. These are the exercises that target front leg strength. Some of them, such as the wave, build strength for contraction of the muscles. Others, such as handstands, build strength in the support muscles of the front leg, those muscles that support the bitch when she's being bred, for example. And then some activities work the whole body and are terrific for breeding dogs. Stand-down-stand, digging and crawling are great all-around exercises. And then there are those that we call good for the soul, which you can do with your breeding dogs liberally. Swimming and off-leash walks or hikes not only exercise a dog's entire body, but also its brain and spirit. Obviously, be sure any water you swim your dog in is clean, and don't swim bitches in estrus. But otherwise, get out there and have some fun. Balance is important for dogs to remain upright and steady. The act of breeding requires tremendous balance, especially for the stud dogs. Balance is also helpful as the bitch's body changes shape, especially if she's still active or even training and competing in dog sports during the early and middle stages of pregnancy. Balance is also critical for the bitch as she moves around the puppy pen, trying not to step on all of the many puppy parts, especially once the pups become more mobile. Many Fit to Be Tied exercises, including those on this list, are designed to improve and maintain your dog's balance. The third category of fit to be tied exercises are those devoted to proprioception. Proprioception is just a big term for body awareness. There are actually specific receptors throughout the body that sense where the body is in space and send that information up specific neuronal pathways to the brain so the dog can move its body parts with accuracy. It's just like a huge GPS system in the dog's body. The neurons associated with proprioception can be trained and developed. In the same way that a gymnast can train her neurons to allow her to execute a flip and land on her feet on a 4-inch wide balance beam, we can train our breeding stock's neurons to allow them to place their feet exactly where they need to safely breed, carry, whelp, and move around their puppies. We've included these easy and fun proprioception exercises in our program. And then there's flexibility. Flexibility is a critical component of breeding and whelping, as you can see during the birth of this puppy. Have you ever seen a bodybuilder who can hardly walk because of the huge muscles in his legs? That's an example of strength without flexibility. Breeding stock need both strength and flexibility, so this program provides exercises to improve the flexibility in our dogs. And of course, many of our breeding dogs do other work and play other games. During each module, Fit to be Tied, we'll provide you with clear parameters as to what activities and skill training dogs can undertake at the different stages of the breeding cycle. So let's take a look at where we've been. You may have done a general conditioning program with your dogs in the past, but know that breeding stock conditioning differs somewhat. As a result, Fit to be Tied emphasizes strength development, particularly core, balance and proprioception, flexibility, and then good for the soul exercises. Endurance training isn't part of a conditioning program for breeding stock, so you don't have to be out there running your dog for miles a day. And skill training is limited based on where in the breeding cycle the dog is. If we focus in on strength training, remember that we've done some of the work for you creating Fit to be Tied. We've made it specific to the needs of stud dogs and brood bitches. We've made it low or often non-impact, but your job is to consistently work your dog to overload so it can become stronger, not just cuter, in doing the exercises.